Podcast.
Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Greetings out there, Kiss Army. How are ya?
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
I did. Did you?
Yeah, I had a very good Thanksgiving. I had one of my nieces came, and one of my nephews came, and my girlfriend came, and awesome. And her kids came, and my kid was here, and my dad was here. It was just a big house full of people, and it was awesome. What Thanksgiving is all about.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, besides the whole pilgrim and Indians and shit.
Yeah.
I guess that's really what it's about. Anyway, what'd you do?
Same thing. Just cooked a big feast. My kid came over, and, you know, her kids are here. So just a small and I don't really have much family left. So that was it.
But still, you have lots of family.
Yeah, I mean, it was great.
Extended.
Yeah, extended. Count you into that as well, my friend.
Absolutely, brother.
Pretty cool, you know, ate a lot.
Yeah, that's always the problem. Eating, goodness.
So you had lasagna, huh?
We had lasagna, and then last night I went to Karen's parents' house where they had their entire family, and that's, I'm not exaggerating, it's like 65 people. Okay, I was exaggerating, but it's a lot of kids, and they made a meal that was so massive that it involved a full turkey, a Boston butt, all the sides, pies, four tables of people.
Wow.
All in this one house eating, and I ate so much food that I had to lay down, and I didn't wake up until this morning.
Wow.
It's true. It's true. I sampled everything, too, and it was all delicious. My girlfriend's sister and brother-in-law cooked the meal, and it was amazing. Okay, so let's talk about something that we have going on. As some of you know, or all of you should know, we started this premium membership on podcastrockcity.com. It's 99 cents a month, or $9.99 for an entire year. It's not really expensive, and we're going to give you as much extra stuff as we can. So far, we have about a 25 or 30 minute conversation with Bill Starkey, right?
Yeah.
We had an extra 20 minutes of a show. I did a video where I showed off my Kiss room. So all that stuff is waiting for you behind this like wall type of deal where you got to, you know, sign up. So go to podcastrockcity.com, sign up for it, and go check out all the stuff. We're going to add stuff today. So there'll be even more stuff for you to check out. It's pretty awesome. And we have a few people that signed up, and I even got one letter where the guy was like, hey, this is pretty cool. And this just cost me a buck. So,
yeah.
And that money will go to help us pay for everything that we have to pay for to have this stuff.
Right. The Podomatic home site, it gets a little expensive.
Yeah.
So you could help us, and we could maybe help you with some awesome bonus content, you know?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Fret not, the regular show will always be free to you every Monday, and you get the free Wednesday show every Wednesday night on KGFRocks.com.
But we figured
a little bit of exclusive bonus content couldn't hurt anyone, and it was fun for us, and it's pretty cool, you know? So check it out if you're so inclined.
And it gives Jody and I an excuse to hang out a little longer.
Yeah, a little extra time with my brother here, and it's always a good thing.
Okay, let's put that aside, and let's talk some Kiss news.
Podcast Rock City. News.
I saw a couple of things. One, and I don't know if this is still going on, but go to kissonline.com and check it out. They were having a sale, like the Black Friday sale, and I think they extended it. So if you get a chance and you're into, you know, the Kiss merch and stuff like that, you want to go there. You want to buy stuff. I'm doing Gene's job for him.
Yeah.
New Jersey Kiss Expo has a Christmas store, or a Kissmas store.
Right.
Sunday, December 11th, Hilton Garden Inn, 70 Challenger Road, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, 07660. Free admission, free parking. It's going to be pretty cool. It says the New Jersey promoters for the Kiss Expo there present Kiss Christmas Store back at the same hotel. They got van loads of Kiss stuff for you to buy. What you really need to do is send your wife / girlfriend / husband / boyfriend, depending on who the Kiss fan is, and say, that's where you go shopping for me. Not Macy's, not Bloomingdale's, there.
Right.
Not Walmart, it's like I have to say.
Definitely. I mean, you know, it's like a one-stop, one-day-only Super Kiss sale, and pretty sure Peter Arquette has a lot to do with it. So you know it's going to be cool.
It is going to be awesome. Let's see. On KissOnline.com, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. If you guys had the opportunity to go there and check it out, that somebody posted in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, they posted a picture. There's a Kiss sighting, and one of Gene's Punisher bases is there with a huge picture of Gene. It's really cool. Somebody sent it in. And if you get the opportunity to go check it out, it's got a picture of Gene you know, all dressed up with his tongue out, and the bass is there, and it's got a line from
Shout It Out Loud.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And yeah, and also one of the other things is there's some pretty cool somebody drew a portrait of Paul Stanley, or maybe painted it. Looks like painted. And if you get the opportunity to check that out, I think they did a very good job. It's way better than any shit I could. I'm so bad at art, except for playing guitar, which of course is an art. I can't even draw a circle that looks like a circle. You're an artist, though. Are you good at drawing as well, Jody?
Nah, I suck at drawing, bro.
Is D-Rock is the artist?
D-Rock can draw. I can do some decent stuff Photoshop-wise.
Right.
But I don't really consider that art.
Oh, that's art. You're taking a blank canvas and you're creating something. Right?
Mm, yeah, I guess so, but...
Yeah, see?
Yeah, technicality, I guess. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm working you in there. You are now an artist, according to Joe.
I'm lucky to draw stick figures.
Yes, I'm the same way. Now, we have a guest this week. It's somebody that I wanted to talk to on the boat on Kiss Cruise 6, and she was so busy that I had to, I basically had to just be understanding, and she worked it out, and we were able to get together today, after she wound up going to Mexico for the Kiss shows, and going back to Vegas to run the mini golf place. And our guest today is Christina Vitaliano.
Podcast Rock City. Yes!
Well, this week, when it came to a guest, I wanted to talk to somebody that I tried to hook up with on Kiss Cruise 6, but she is the busiest person, probably, minus Kiss, in the Kiss world. And who I'm talking about is Christina Vitaliano. Did I say that right?
You did.
Oh, good.
Woo. All right.
Anyway, Christina, as a lot of you already know, because we've talked about it on the show, wrote the book Gene Simmons is a Powerful and Attractive Man and Other Irrefutable Facts, which is hilarious. There's so many. First of all, the artwork in the book is just great. I love the artwork and everything. And, of course, the humor is funny. But also, she's the CEO of Kiss Monster Mini Golf, right?
Yes, correct.
And you're also a coordinator at Gene Simmons Axe LTD Base, right?
Correct.
Holy mackerel. It's like, how do you get involved? I mean, do you have time for yourself?
Sometimes, yeah. In between everything else, sure. You just have to make time. I mean, you just dealt with me this morning, so you know what that's like. So you're right. I apologize for that.
That's okay. All right. So I want to talk about a bunch of different things, and that's going to include what's going on with the promotion that you have going on at the mini golf. But a couple of things, you know, of course, everybody wants to know. You were obviously a Kiss fan before you got involved in all this stuff.
I would say I like Kiss. Once we opened our Kiss venue, I think I then learned what a Kiss fan was. So I would say, no, I don't think I'm worthy of calling myself a Kiss fan.
Wow.
Although 6 years later now, absolutely. But again, I think the worthiness doesn't belong with my name, to be honest with you.
Well,
once you get into that world, you learn what a Kiss fan is.
Yeah, very devoted.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I think, my background is mostly business. And to be honest with you, I will say I have so much respect for KISS. And that's where my devotion comes from. My devotion comes from the band's devotion to who they are as a band, who they are to their fans. And that's why I decided to build a KISS venue. So the fan part of it, I don't think I'm worthy of, but we built it because of what KISS has done for their fans. If that makes any sense at all. It's kind of confusing.
No, I get it. Yeah, absolutely get that. So which came first? Were you working for the Gene Simmons Axe Basses first and then did the mini golf, or was it mini golf first?
No, mini golf first. We have a company called Monster Mini Golf. And I created that in 2004. And I built the first Monster Mini Golf, in a little small town in the middle of nowhere. And then we franchised that. And then years later, my husband was a KISS fan. And when we built the first Monster Mini Golf, the last hole was this giant clown. And that's for whatever reason, that's what I decided to build, was this giant clown head. And you golfed up his tongue, and the ball went away, and that was the 18th hole. So at the time, everybody was joking around. They said, why didn't you build Gene Simmons' head? You can golf up his tongue. Patrick's my husband. He was a KISS fan. And I said, well, we could do that, but we don't have the money to do that. We could never afford to build Gene Simmons' head because we would probably be sued. Back in 2004, it became this ongoing joke. But as we got, as we franchised our business and we got bigger, and we started to go to Vegas for a lot of trade shows, and we came in and out a lot. At heart, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm kind of a workaholic. And I started to see what Vegas was. And in my head, I thought, well, someday we're going to build a giant monster mini golf here, and it's going to be a really cool monster mini golf. And this little idea started to become almost a reality in my head, but only in my head. And then as we got bigger, I started to verbalize it, and my husband started to get scared. And and then one day, it was years ago. I don't know if I ever told anybody this, but like years ago, when I think we were first dating, we took a trip to, I think it was Chattanooga, Tennessee. And my husband was listening to maybe Kiss and Tell. I'm not sure. Anyway, one of Gene's books, one of the books that Gene had narrated. It was a book on tape, for those of you who are old enough to know what book on tape is. Right. So we listened to that all the way down. And I said, God, this Gene Simmons guy, aside from the girl stuff, is a really cool guy. And I really just admired who he was in his marketing. And there was something about him with me that just clicked. I said, I like this guy. I respect this guy. So I became a Gene fan. And I started to follow a lot of what he did along with Pat's KISS stuff, which I kind of separated. So as all of this kind of snowballed, in my head, I decided we were going to build a KISS venue in Vegas. And I started to ask people at business meetings, hey, you have Gene Simmons' cell phone number? As a complete joke. And it went on for about maybe 2 years. And one day somebody said to me, why do you just keep asking that? And I said, well, this is what we're going to do. And they said, yeah, sure you are. And they said, well, you know what? We actually have contact with their attorney, and that's probably who you really need to speak to. I said, okay. And I took the card and the information. So I think that was in 2010. So we left our business meeting, and it was Bill Randolph's number, and I had Bill's number and his email. And I went back to our office, and I sat down, and we went back to work. And I didn't say anything, and I decided that I was going to email Bill Randolph. And I didn't tell my husband because, I don't want to do anything like that.
And
I sat down, and I emailed Bill, and I said, hey, Bill, this is who we are. This is what I want to do. And I sent the email off, and I went, I left the office, and I went, we were in Providence, Rhode Island then, and I went around the corner to a local coffee shop and just went and got a cup of coffee. And I thought, that's the end of that email. I'm never going to hear from KISS's attorney ever. And I came back into the office about 15 minutes later, and our office manager said, hey, you got a phone call from Bill Randolph. And I was like, oh, shit. I am not prepared for this at all. So people always ask, it's really simple that, how'd you get hooked up with KISS? What did you do? They call you? You've been so lucky. No, I just called them, it wasn't easy finding it, but we spoke for probably about 45 minutes. And he told us all about KISS, the business KISS. And I chatted about Monster Mini Golf and what we had achieved and what we were looking to achieve. And he said, well, where do you want to build this? And I said, well, we have two choices as far as I'm concerned. It's either Vegas or New York City, and it depends which one's going to be more cost effective. And he said at the end of the conversation, he says, well, this might work. He said KISS has been around for, at the time, 30-plus years. And he said, we have generations of KISS fans. He said, you have a family entertainment concept, and you have the next generation of KISS fans. He said, this might be a good marriage. And several dollars later, right. And it's been fantastic.
Well, that's an awesome story. You went, you followed your dream, went for it, and it paid off.
Yeah, it's been, and that's how I, and you know, people say, well, oh, God, you get to meet Gene, you get to meet Paul. We did not meet Paul and Gene until our contract was signed and our money was in hand. So it's business, you know, and, sure. And now we have a great relationship, but I think it's earned respect, honestly, on both sides too. But we met them after contracts were signed and we became, you know, like partners in some degree. And then once we met Paul and Gene, oddly enough, I clicked with Gene, and that's how the rest of that stuff happened.
Right. Wow. So then see, all right. So the first time I met you, and of course I remember it and you don't because you were very busy, but was at the, just a few months ago in Virginia at the Comic-Con thing that they had going on.
Oh
there.
Yeah.
And I walked up and I was like, asking questions, and you actually handed me a base, and I took a picture, and I was talking to other people there, and they were, I was like, who? I said, somebody from your company should really come on my show, and they're like, oh, well, talk to Christina. But you had walked off, and I was like, I think you were over dealing with talking to Jean or something. And I was like, I'm not going to bother her right now. I'm sure I can get in touch with her. And that's when I messaged you, and I was like, you're going to be on the boat? And you're like, of course, you know. And so, like I said, this is, you know, I've waited for this because I really wanted to hear your story. I think this is really cool. Let's tell before I do want to talk about your book because it cracks me up. And I do want to talk about the Axe bases, but I think it's very important to tell everybody what you're doing at the for the Kissmas party on December 3rd.
Yeah, we have that's a different event. That's at our Kiss by Monster Golf venue in Las Vegas. We're at the Rio Hotel now, and it made sense, kind of, you know, a cool Kissmas event. And we have Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer coming out for that, so that's going to be fun. But in addition to that, since it's Kissmas time, we decided to have Kiss Kringle join us. And the Rio is part of Caesars Entertainment. And Caesars, once a year, which I didn't know, I just learned this as well, sends a note out to all of their employees. And they've got, I don't know, thousands and thousands of them here in Vegas because they own so many hotels. And they ask them what they would like for Christmas. And once a year, they actually grant a wish to one employee, which is really cool. And this year, they're granting a wish to a woman who asked if she could give toys to all of the children at the Children's Cancer Ward and the Burn Victim Unit at the Children's Hospital, UMC Children's Hospital here in Vegas. So when they saw that we were having a Kissmas party, they said, hey, you have Kiss Kringle coming. Do you think that maybe you could join in our promotion, and anybody that brings a toy, we could take those toys and donate them to the Children's Hospital? And I was like, that's a no-brainer. Right. So in addition to that, where all the toys that come in are going to go to the Children's Hospital there. So we got Tommy and Eric signing autographs. There's no admission charge that day. It's a free event. They're going to do a free Q&A. There'll be obvious admission. I mean, there'll be charges for Tommy and Eric to sign stuff. But other than that, we're doing all kinds of free stuff. It's free to see Santa if you bring, or Kiss Kringle if you bring an unwrapped toy. We're giving away picks. We're giving away all kinds of stuff. It's just a big chaos.
That's awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun, and doing good stuff at Christmas time all year long is awesome, but doing it at Christmas is, you know, one of those things where, you know, you can live for it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, you know, Kiss fans in general have an energy that's different from anybody else in the world. And then you add Christmas on top of that, and, well, for Kiss fans, it's Kissmas. And then you some fun things around it. It's just anytime, and if you are on that boat, anytime you have Kiss fans around you, there's an energy that doesn't exist anywhere else. So that's kind of cool.
True. It's absolutely true. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about, because I think it's hilarious, is you guys are having the ugliest Kissmas sweater contest.
Yeah. Why not? You have to.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a no-brainer. So that we're going to just leave that one right where it is. We have two weird weird contest going on. We have an ugliest Christmas sweater contest, and the winner for that, we're going to give away. We have in our we have a VIP party, an exclusive party where there's only 50 guests invited, and it's a ticketed event. It's expensive. It's $250 a ticket, and that's with Tommy and Eric, cocktails, the whole thing. Very private, 50-person event from 5 to 7, and the people who buy those tickets are getting some really cool gifts that go with that. And one of those gifts are 45 RPMs. Are limited to, I think we printed 75, so our shareholders get them too, and they're signed by Eric and Tommy as well. So we'll give away a pair of those for the ugliest sweater contest. And then we have, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Kiss in 2017 to any show that you want for the most unique photo with Kiss Kringle. Awesome. And I'm going to leave that one right there too.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool. So, all right. So, if you guys are in Vegas or gonna be at, in Vegas around that time, what is it next? It's next Saturday.
Sunday. Yeah, Saturday. Yep, starts at 2 o'clock and goes till whenever. But Kiss Kringle is 2 to 5.
Yeah, that is so awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun. How did you get involved with the bases?
Actually, Gene asked me. So I get this email one day from Gene. He says, would you like to run my base business? And I thought to myself, he has no idea I actually run other businesses.
right, yeah.
Because Gene's world's only Gene's world. So I said, well, geez, I have other things going on in my life, but, you know, maybe I could help you do your inventory online and take care of that part. I said, the only thing I can't do is tour. I could never tour. I don't have that kind of time in my life. So... he said, well, I let the guy go that was doing this prior to this, and we have a tour coming up in 6 weeks, so that's kind of tight. Maybe you could do the first couple of shows and train somebody and then get them going, and then you could just do all this from home. I said, okay, that makes sense. So Patrick and myself went out and did the first couple of shows, and then I realized that there's a lot more to the Gene Simmons meet and greet, and you can't put just anybody out there with Gene. And I wouldn't do that I wouldn't do it to Gene. I wouldn't do it to Ryan. And I liked it too. I actually enjoyed it. And I thought, boy, I can learn a lot from this as well. So, this is going into our third year or fourth year with Gene, 4 years, 4 years later. Wow. We've done a few shows.
Yeah.
And I've learned to, you know what, I've learned to balance, three companies, which is what we're running, in with this. And I think what I've learned is, and it was a good learning experience, is that technology allows you to do this. And it's actually helped me delegate. In some ways, it's been good for me. And in other ways, you know, I haven't had a boss, and I'm going to use that word, God, talk about lately. Gene Simmons is your boss. It's a whole different world. I haven't had a boss in probably almost 25, 30 years. So it's interesting to have somebody else as a boss when you run a company. So it's been good in a lot of ways. I've learned a lot of what to do with our own franchisees. It's kind of a rude awakening in some ways. And in other ways, I've learned a lot of what I shouldn't be doing too, you know? And that's not a bad thing.
Right.
So I like it. Yeah. It grounds you.
Yeah. You know, one of the coolest things that that I found out about your meet and greets were, you know, somebody buys a base and then they get to meet Gene and he signs it and everything is apparently sometimes little things happen in there. And I one of the things that like totally cracked me up was on Kiss Cruise 4. I came out of my room and my neighbor comes walking out and he's with his girlfriend and he told me, hey, you know, I just proposed in the meet and greet.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy mackerel, what? He goes, man, and he told me the whole story. I've told it on the show. You know, does that kind of stuff happen often? Not necessarily where people, you know, get engaged, but like anybody ever flip out on Gene? You know what I mean?
You know, you guys know Ken Sharp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Ken did an interview with me before the Kiss Cruise. And he said, can you put for me in like one or two lines what a Gene Simmons meet and greet is like? And I said, no. I can't do that. No way, man. So I said, I can probably do it like a paragraph. So I did that for him, and he wrote back, and he went, wow, that makes so much more sense. The 4 years that I've been with him, I don't even know how many meet and greets we've done, I don't think I've ever seen the same meet and greet twice. Literally, never twice. I've heard the same joke about 700 times, but...
from Gene.
Oh, my God, yes. He's like your grandfather. He's like knows like five jokes.
Look, the other day, but, you posted something online about he figured out how to put emojis in an email.
Oh, my God.
That was the funniest thing ever, because I just, in my mind, I kept seeing all these poop emojis showing up in places.
I was like, oh, no, Sophie must have showed him how to do emojis. I was like, oh, no.
Goodness,
like, I asked him a business question. It was the funniest. He's very... I mean, obviously, he's very business-oriented, and he can be very stern and very strict. And then you'll ask him a business question, and you get back a smiley duck face. I'm like, this is Gene Simmons.
Right.
So what I do like about him, and I think that people don't realize, and that's probably the number one thing that I do like about Gene, is that underneath all of that is just a real human. And I like that I get truth, and I get honesty. It's direct. There's never any bullshit, and that's you don't get a lot of that anywhere in life. That's so rare, and I'm like that too. And in most cases, people don't know how to deal with that. They have a real hard time dealing with that. So to me, that's a gift. I respect that, and I get it. But when you get an emoji from Gene Simmons, it's still funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's just me.
You know, it is. And I've told this story probably two or three times since the Virginia Wizard Con, right? That was in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yep. And you guys were there. I've told this story. Did you happen to sit in on his Q&A for that?
Yes, some of it.
What about the lady at the end? That lady at the end that said, you know, I don't know who you are except for what you've talked about on TV, but I want you to know that I feel totally blessed to have been here to listen to you in this Q&A, and it just blew everybody away. You know, even Gene went, really? It was really funny. But my girlfriend said the same thing that you're saying. She said, I saw Kiss the night before. It was great. I enjoyed it, but I didn't really understand what it was about Kiss that you guys loved until I saw him speak.
Yep.
She goes, when I saw him speak, I went, that's it. That is why they love this band, because this guy is, there's no bullshit. It's straightforward. It's honest answers, and it's heartfelt answers, you know?
It's in there. There's no joke about that. And it's in there, whether it's good or bad. That's just, you're going to get complete honesty, whether you want it or not sometimes.
And it's complete honesty is probably the best thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, let's talk about your book. How long did it take you to put this together?
You know, people ask, well, it must have taken you forever. It didn't. I don't know if that's just the way my brain works. I mean, we own a company called Monster Mini Golf, so a lot of what we do is based on humor anyway.
Right.
But, and in order to deal with somebody like Gene and be able to take that honesty and be okay with that, you have to have a sense of humor. And you can't let it really get to you. So people say, how did this book come to be? And I said, I was on my way home from work one day in Vegas, and traffic here is crazy. You have to pay attention because nobody knows how to drive here. They're all a bunch of crazy people. And I'm sitting at a red light, and I get an email from Gene. And anybody that deals with Gene via any kind of communication, especially email, if you email Gene and you're dealing with business, odds are he's going to email you back in negative 4 seconds. So, and he expects you to email back in those same negative 4 seconds if that's, you know, the kind of way you deal with business.
Right.
So we have that rapport. So I get an email from Gene, and I'm at a red light, and I'm like, okay, I email, you know, he emailed, and I'm so conditioned on how I deal with Gene, and then the light turns green. And it's crazy. It's on the corner of like Sunset, and it's nuts, and it's nutsy. And I look at it, I'm like, all right. And I start to actually email him back. And I look up, and I say to myself, I'm literally endangering my life because I have to email back Gene Simmons. I'm saying, who the hell does he think he is, Chuck Norris?
I see it now. Right? Okay, keep going.
So by the time I got home, My husband was sitting in the hot tub when I got home, right? And I said, hey, I have an idea. And he just looks at me. And every time I say that to him, he looks at me like, oh, shit.
Right.
This is going to go bad. And I said, this is what I want to do. And he said, you're going to poke the demon? So he's like, really? Do you think he's going to go for that? So I put a little proposal together and I sent it over to him. And I thought to myself, this is either going to go really good or really bad, because there's no in between with this, because I sent him a bunch of, you know, a bunch of the jokes. And I got an email that says, this is funny. I like this. Make some more up of me. I'm like, are you serious?
So it
came with a bunch of rules. You know, it's, you get the funny part and you get the 12-year-old gene, but this is good. This is funny, but here are the rules. You go get it published. You find the publisher, you do all the work, and it has to be one of these particular publishers. It can't be some Joe Bullock publisher. You know, it has to be all done by me. I'm going to own all the artwork. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So that's why I think a lot of people say, well, how do you get this done with Gene? I got it done because it's all on his terms, and I don't mind. I love the project. I learned a lot from it. It wasn't about my ego. It wasn't about my money. It was about doing something new and different. I accomplished it. I got to use two artists that I work with at Monster Mini Golf who got to publish a book. How cool is that, that you get artists get to publish a book that probably would have never been able to do that before.
Right.
So, you know, I think a lot of people will go, well, why didn't I get to do that? And I'll bet if given the same circumstances, they would have demanded more money. They would have wanted this. They wouldn't have wanted that. Gene can't own this. I think people get their egos kind of mixed up in a lot of other things. And I, none of that was important to me. What was important to me was, how cool can this project be? And that's a nice thing to have done with Gene. And that was it.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. For those of you that have this book already, you know what I'm talking about when I say it's a lot of those Chuck Norris-esque things, but there's other stuff as well. A couple of my favorite ones, I just wanted to go ahead and throw these out there. And by the way, this book would be awesome for Christmas. So where can they find it?
It's on Amazon, Amazon.com. Easy Gene Simmons is a powerful and attractive man. And we also obviously carry it in our Kiss by Monster Mini Golf venue.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's really funny, and like I said, any Kiss fan would love to have this for Christmas if they don't already, you know. But if they don't already, go online, get it. It's an easy gift to give somebody or put in a stocking or anything like that. It'll be really cool. Here are a couple of my favorites. Superman rescued Gene Simmons from atop a burning building. In return, Superman was charged $2,500 for the meet and greet, and the picture is great. I love it. It's Superman flying away. He looks very much like Christopher Reeve, with a bill in his hand and jeans in his suit. You know, his blue jeans and the jacket, and he's giving the like demon sign. You know, yeah, that's pretty funny and very realistic. It's good that he has a sense of humor about himself.
I think that's what makes him human. He has a giant ego. And I think Paul Stanley has said it several times. You could see it from his house. And he does. But he also can make fun of himself. And I think that's how it balances out so well. And I think that's what makes him so likable. He knows he's kidding. He gets it.
Right.
That's good. Here's another one. It's another one of the ones with the really great picture. It says, Marlon Brando pissed off Gene Simmons the next morning. Brando woke up with Alice Cooper's head in his bed. And the picture is like literally out of the movie.
The Godfather.
Godfather. Yeah, make sure you edit that, because my family will shoot me. Anyway, and it's Alice Cooper's head in the bed. Anyway, this is really good. I've enjoyed it. I've looked through it, and I'll just pick out spots here and there, you know, and read like a page or two every so often, because it's kind of surprisingly a thick book for these one-liners and little stories, you know?
Yeah. Oh, we interviewed, we took it, it's obviously got some Chuck Norris kind of one-liners in there, like the Chuck Norris books had, but in addition to that, we interviewed a lot of little kids. It took me about 6 months to get the whole book together, so the one-liners were easy, but the, you know, interviewing the children, we used Monster Mini Golf over 6 months to interview little kids, and then, you know, there's some stories in there about Gene, and then some actual facts about him. And then having him write the foreword was kind of helpful. So it worked out. It was nice.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. You know, we have a Monster Mini Golf here. I don't know why I read into this that you actually were the CEO of the KISS one. It's like, you know how you glance across something and you see what you want to see. So it's it's all of them that you're the CEO of. That's awesome. We have one here in Marietta, Georgia, and I recently went to it. And I remembered, and I meant to bring this up earlier, when you guys were getting ready to open it, you were sending, was it a pair of jeans boots or Gene Impulse boots around the country, and you could go and try them on. And I remember the day they were here, I had to work, and I was like, this is ridiculous. I can't put jeans boots on. But I was there maybe a month and a half ago, and because my son got invited to a birthday party, so I went. And in, you know how you, of course, you can win tickets on the games and you can cash them in for some prizes. And behind the counter, I kid you not, they had a poster of KISS. It was 3D, and it was probably from like the Psycho Circus era, you know. And it's on the wall, and I walk up and I go, "How many tickets for that thing?" And the lady walks over and goes, "It's the boss's. Give it away." I was like, oh man, I thought for sure I might get that one. Well, listen, you're so interesting, and everything that you're involved in, you know, keeps your life going, and you know, keeps you young, doesn't it?
It does. Keeps you active.
Absolutely. And don't forget, December 3rd in Vegas at the KISS Monster Mini Golf, they got a big party going on, and it's free to get in, and you know, go and have some fun. If you're there, look, I have a, you know, everybody out there listening knows I am a music teacher, and I have a student that's mom travels a lot. And every time she's in Vegas, she always goes to the KISS Monster Mini Golf, and she always brings me back a gift. And I don't know if she's listening, but thank you. Keep doing that. And she's brought me back. You know, you can find everything there. I think one year she brought me back a KISS guitar strap. I have all the golf balls, I think. And anyway, so, you know, she's not even a KISS fan. She's going there and telling me how great it was. And she was like, "Do you know that they have Eric Carr's Porsche there?" And yeah, pretty awesome, you know. Yeah. Anyway, also on the KISS cruise, there was a few master classes, right?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and tell everybody about what that is?
Yeah, Gene has, actually last year we started something called the Gene Simmons Masterclass, and Gene takes like a dozen students and puts them on stage with Gene Simmons, and he will teach you how to play bass and write a song in about 2 hours, and you do not need any experience at all, literally no experience. And when he told me he was going to do this, I looked at him and I thought, yeah, you're Gene Simmons, but really? Really? You're going to do this?
Right.
And I watched him. I was like, I don't think you're gonna be able to pull this off. I watched him on that first class, and I was amazed. I'm like, holy cow, he actually did that. And now we've done it several times, and it is the most magical thing I've ever seen. And because he's Gene and he does everything in Gene fashion, he actually takes the students and we put, you know, 10 people on stage, and we'll put basses on them. And then they have their guests. And so there's an audience sitting there watching all of these people learn how to play. And because he's Gene and he's a natural teacher and he's a natural entertainer, he actually turns around and he involves the audience in this entire class. So he has, like, you know, he's got a Gene Simmons show going on because he's Gene Simmons.
Right.
But it's funny. It's amazing. It's a school. And at the end of the 2 hours, these people who start with like deer in the headlights looks. They are terrified. They're like, you can tell they're shaking. I feel so bad for them. But at the end of the 2 hours, they're playing in a rock band and they're playing a song. They did a whole song and they think like they're the coolest things ever. I've never seen anything like it, but it's very cool. And it's called the Gene Simmons Masterclass. I think the next one that we have coming up is actually in Key West in Florida. And it's, you can get GeneSimmonsAxe.com has all the information, but, we'll have them, you know, throughout there in different venues. And if you are lucky enough to be able to afford to do something like this, it's priceless. So that's all.
No, that's awesome. Is this something where they purchase a bass and then they're in the class?
Yeah.
Is this something? Okay.
Yep. So it's kind of a dual thing where you get the Gene Simmons meet and greet. So you'll get a one-on-one Gene Simmons meet and greet with this. So you get your one-on-one Gene and you sign, he signs the base and you get to, you know, meet Gene and you do your photos with Gene and he signs other things. And then you do your masterclass session separately. So it's a kind of a very cool package. And it starts at about, depending on the packages, they run anywhere from, I'd say $5,000 up to whatever, because people can choose their own basis. So some people want custom basis and things like that. But packages start around $5,500 and go up from there. But all of them include a base, a Gene Simmons base, and a meet and greet in addition to the masterclass.
Right. And so he signs them as well?
Oh, yeah. He'll sign them and personalize them with anything that you want on them. And you get, I take photos throughout the entire event for everybody, so that I always tell folks, enjoy your time with Gene, and we'll send you photos. I mean, you can obviously take your own photos, take videos. He doesn't care.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Man, that is pretty awesome. Jody, what was your question?
Well, I was just curious about the Kiss Monster mini golf. Like, how much input did Kiss themselves have into all that awesome art that you guys have there? As far as, you know, all your props and everything.
When we built the first one, because we recently moved to the Rio, when we built the first one, a lot of input. I mean, Kiss is, that's their IP. So if you, you know, when you have IP or intellectual property or anything like that, and we do, we're Monster Mini Golf, respect that. We had to draw everything. Everything has original sketches. The entire course, including the sign, everything, had to be presented to Paul and Gene. So originally, and that's how we met them. That was our first meeting with them, was we went up to Beverly Hills after we signed our contract, and we took these giant sketchbooks up to Paul first, and we sat with Paul, and we showed him, hey, this is what we want to build our course with, and he had a okay or not okay every single thing. Our original sign for our venue was Monster Mini Golf Presents Kiss, and Paul Stanley quickly taught us that that was a very wrong sign.
Yeah.
And he said, no, let me show you this. And he took a big X and he put it through our sign on the sketchbook. And he said, this is how you do this. Kiss in giant letters. And then he took our little logo and he went, little tiny, buy Monster Mini Golf. And we were like, aww.
Right.
And he said, I am going to teach you how to make money from the people who have made money for a very, very long time. So, and you know what? He was 100% right. I think that was like our first 60 seconds with Paul Stanley. And we were both like, whoa. And, you know, that was probably, I was like, this is going to be good. So Paul changed our sign and corrected it and made it right. And then went through the sketches and things like that. And then we closed that book. And we headed up to Gene's house. So we met. It's a funny, if you got time, it's a funny story.
Yeah, we got time.
So then we,
go ahead.
So we left Paul. We met Paul in an office. It was at the time Live Nation in Beverly Hills. And then we headed up to meet Gene at Gene's house. And I'm like, well, this is a little intimidating, but I'm sure that's how he wants this. So we get escorted to Gene's house. And we've only seen Family Jewels at this point, right? So you pull up to Gene's house, and Gene's standing at the top of that stairway outside house looking like Gene.
Cool.
I'm like, oh boy, this is scary.
Right.
So we tremble up the stairs. we get into Gene's house and we get escorted into that Kiss room and you're like, whoa, this is all Kiss.
Right. Yeah.
And then we open the sketchbook and the first thing he sees is Gene, because we got all the Gene at the beginning. And every time he sees a Gene sketch, he loves it. And every time he sees something without Gene, he just turns the page. He doesn't care about it. So we're like, okay, well, that's
not surprising at all, actually.
It was so funny. But yeah, they had to go through every single sketch, and for good reason. And both of them had fantastic feedback. And that's how the first Kiss by Monster Mini Golf was built, with all of their feedback. And you know, from there it went on. And then, you know, 4 or 5 years later, you develop a relationship and a respect for each other. And then you get to know each other. So when we moved from the venue we're at to this venue, the art changed completely, because I learned so much about Kiss and who they really were, because I got to work behind the scenes with them. And I think that the 3 or 4 years, well, now the 3 years that Patrick and I spent on tour with Kiss, because we worked for Gene, was priceless when we went to build at the Rio. Because the education that you get behind the scenes of what this band really is, that you can't even put into words, had a lot to do with what is on the walls of the new Monster Mini Golf, the Monster Mini Golf here in the Rio. It just, you know, you become part of this band, and it's a feeling that it's just cool. So,
yeah, it sounds cool.
I didn't ask them when we went to do the art on the walls. And when we did it, I just sent them photos, and they were like, that's good. Awesome. You know, it just, it is, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, have you ever thought about putting one in New York City now or somewhere else, like Miami or something? Or
St. Louis?
Yes.
No, I think one Kiss mini golf in the U.S. is enough. We don't want to, you know, take away from what we have in Vegas, but we would definitely go international. Will we put one in Australia? Will we put one in Japan? Maybe Canada? Mexico? Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as far as our company goes, would you see other co-brands? Yes, absolutely. That's our world. So two different things.
That's awesome.
Hey, did you have to get licensing? You know how there's like the huge Les Paul and the big Ibanez guitars in there? Did you have to get licensing through Gibson or Ibanez or anything like that?
No, because they're not branded and they're giant pieces of art. So we branded them, absolutely.
Right.
And they were exactly replicas. Yeah, you have to, but they're not. Yeah. So you got to know one thing you do when you're building and you're making art, and art is kind of cool because there's a little bit of leeway, is know where the leeway is.
Right.
You know, 15 or 12 years into Monster Mini Golf and a wonderful experience with Monster Mini Golf, you learn your IP. You know, you got to know what you're doing. Yeah.
Right. Have you ever thought about doing it like a mini golf for another band? Like, I don't know.
We've been approached.
Yeah?
Yeah, we get approached on a regular basis. But, you know, you have to know if the band / brand, and brand being more important than the band at times, is valuable enough to deliver.
Right. I can't really think of any other bands besides maybe the Beatles that it would really work. You know,
And honestly, as much as I love the Beatles, and the Beatles are awesome, I don't know if the Beatles could hold it anymore. I love the Beatles, but the Beatles, and this is a very sad thing to say, I don't know if they're carrying the generations that they used to carry. These kids, how many young kids know who the Beatles are anymore, and how sad is that?
Right.
Yeah.
You
know? No, that is something that
it's
you
very
see.
Very sad.
You know, that is something that you see, but it's like the thing that Kiss really has going for them is their faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why, you know, on our show, we have had the discussion about the Scooby-Doo Kiss and about how that you could take that brand that used to be Ace, Gene, Peter, and Paul, and then take them and totally take away their names and make them the characters that they are, and then the next generation can see them in the generation after. And then, of course, you know, I've mentioned walking through my son's school with a Kiss shirt on and people coming up, little kids, and going, I know those guys.
Yeah.
And then they're going, that's the Demon, that's the Star Child, that's the Spaceman, and that's the Catman. And whereas Paul McCartney or, you know, John Lennon,
little
even
kids
though
don't know
their
who they
Yeah, their music transcends. It goes, you know, from generation to generation. But their faces really, you know, although I could totally see you putt-putting through a yellow submarine, which would be awesome.
I would like it. I would love it.
That would be awesome.
But, would be. But what I like doesn't matter, you know.
No, that's true. That's you. That's the way. That's the way business works. You gotta.
Yeah.
It has to be one of those things. Do you have any other like secret projects you can share with us?
Yeah, we do.
Really?
We do. I would say I love Vegas. Let's put it that way. Vegas is a playground for entrepreneurs. You know, Vegas is very pro business and pro entrepreneurial. It's on the flip side, it's very hard. You have to keep your thumb on your business in Vegas because it's very hard to get good help here. So, I don't know. Yes, we do. We have some cool things happening.
Awesome.
Very exciting. Well, Christina, I want to thank you again for coming on the show. You have been awesome and funny, and we've had so much stuff to talk about. And like I said before, if you get the chance and you're going to be in Vegas, go to the Kissmas party that they're having.
Thank you. You were a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
This is Ken Sharp, author of the Kiss book, Behind the Mask and Nothing to Lose, which I co-wrote with Gene and Paul. You're listening to Podcast Rock City.
So, yeah, she was awesome. Christina Vitaliano.
Yes, sir.
It was cool listening to her talk about the masterclass thing. It was cool listening to her talk about how she got started with the mini golf thing. You know, I don't know how I missed that she was the CEO of Monster Mini Golf, period. For some reason, I just thought it was the Kiss one.
I didn't even know there were other ones, you know.
Yeah, like, they're all over. And they, like I said, they did this thing where they passed the boot around from state to state, and Monster Mini, you could go in and put them on.
That's awesome.
And I had to miss it anyway. All right, well, don't forget you can send us any kind of show request at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com. And don't forget, like I said before, about our premium membership on podcastrockcity.com. 99 cents a month for extra content, or $9.99 for an entire year. And it's you know, the money, the proceeds help us pay for this show. Better equipment, better everything. It's just, it's expensive. Anyway, thank you guys. Deleted. Jody, do you have anything to add?
You know what I have to add? I have to add, thanks for listening so much, Kiss Army. We appreciate you guys very much. Our numbers are getting ridiculous, and we love it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We love the fact that you guys are out there paying attention to us. We appreciate it very much. And we love podcasts and Kiss podcasts especially. And you're going to hear all the commercials for the ones that we love after this show in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Greetings from Jandel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Right. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros, where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. Yes. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast, and if you love this...
you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all I need. A generation
behind. We're going nowhere, and that's just fine. I'm afraid I've given you all the time I can spare at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.